Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from July 15th to July 19th, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On July 15th, here were the news. PrioDay, PaymentSense to offer integrated app and online payment solution. Major Indian marketplace integrates Samsung Pay. IXOPAY teams up with Paynetics for acquiring and issuing services. GoCompare strikes open banking deal with Virgin Money owner CYBG. TrueLayer's new partnership with Revolut brings new open banking features to Emma. Insignis joins PIFMA partner network. MoneyThor opens Tokyo office. Newly rebranded Zolo raises $6.8 million, launches financial apps for freelancers. Gardenia Technologies earns $100,000 investment as winner of inaugural NADFIN Accelerator Program. Deutsche Bank hires Neil Pawar as Group CIO. Halifax introduces card freeze options for credit card customers. Pan American Life turns to Fiserv for AML tech. SEB adds account aggregation to mobile app. Contactless payments are biggest improvement to public transport experience, say UK commuters. Bsurance signs AXA as third major insurance partner. Temtem mints new crypto coin at the Royal Mint. On July 16th, here were the news. Lendable lands £200 million MLN Goldman Sachs funding line. Rue21 customers can pay in installments through Klarna. Curve raises $55 million in Series B funds to grow mobile banking platform. Angel's Den Funding selects Lemonway for UK payments. Gojek adds digital wallet Linkaja into its app. Digital Bank N26 launches premium accounts feature. Wirecard prototypes smart payment mirror. Flybits raises $35 million in Series C to expand financial data platform. Finix raises $17.5 million led by Bain to expand payments infrastructure platform. PayPal expands Zoom money transfer service across 32 European markets. Yandex ride-sharing joint venture with Uber to buy Vezit Group. Curve raises $55 million MLN, rounds funds to over $75 million MLN. Lloyds Banking Group launches card freezing. Goldman Sachs invests €25 MLN in Raisin. Automated open banking API testing solution launched by Fime. Paysafe Group announces partnership with PokerStars. Whitstock names Graham Peacock as executive chairman. Lloyds turns to Optal for B2B payments. Brian Cox to deliver opening Initribe keynote at SIBO's 2019, London. Infuse and OpenWay team up for cloud-based payment processing. SIFMA calls for changes in Fed proposal that could limit bank investment in emerging companies. Credorax calls in Cisco to upgrade data center network. Carnegie Endowment and Swift Institute release cybersecurity toolbox. On July 17th, here were the news. ACI Worldwide, WorldPay to expand alternative payment options for overseas merchants. Truvo Payments, IXOPAY partner for acquiring card payment services. Credorax, Cisco partner for payment services. Obi launches open banking report. Comdata acquires payroll card provider Soul Financial. Card acceptance startup SumUp secures $371 million MLN loan. Mobile money transfers to exceed 200 BLN transactions in 2024. Visa acquires Germany's Payworks to offer integrated payments platform. Intesa Sinapolo converts digital savings jar into Amazon gift card. Union Bank adopts Refinitiv electronic trading tech. Mambu wins deal with Brazil's Acesso. PayPal-backed alliance for blockchain-based digital IDs begins beta testing. Equistone to acquire Moody's Analytics Knowledge Services. FNZ completes eBay's acquisition from Comdirect. WorldPay to cover a wider range of payment methods with ACI Up e-commerce platform. Barclays Brooke Navarro joins Overstock blockchain subsidiary T0. Unicaja Banco signs strategic partnership with Ebury Partners. Singapore and Kenya strike fintech cooperation pact. Assisi Bank bundles digital business banking products under InstaBiz label. On July 18, here were the news. Superdry integrates Klarna's Pay Later solutions. G+D deploys fingerprint cards biometrics in bank card trial. China Merchants Bank selects Wolter Kluwer's OneSumX for regulatory reporting in the U.S. Paysafe announces YouTube partnership. Wirecard starts partnership with AUTO1 Group. LG Pay rolls out in the U.S. Lloyds Bank partners with Optal for B2B payments. Visa invests undisclosed amount in Gojek's Series F funding round. AFS Bahrain deploys FSS posability for POS contactless transactions. Fingerprints and GISIC plus Devrent collaborate on biometric payment cards. Banco Mediolanum deploys BME trading platform. Nordic fintechs Houdia and PAYR to merge. Swift launches multi-bank GPI payment initiation and tracking service for corporates. Alipay and LifePay join Nexo standards. Commercial Bank of Ceylon launches QR-based payment app Combank Q+. TransUnion maps consumer data for TrueVision credit reporting. FNZ acquires wealth management software firm JHC. Women in Finance Charter now covers over 800,000 people in the financial services sector. Coinbase launches trading signals for smarter crypto investing. On July 19, here were the news. Yandex, Checkout, Renault team up for new online payment experience. U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission probes BitMEX. Tidal Commerce get $4 million investment from Super G Capital. Posabit enters deal with cannabis retailer Reef Dispensaries for debit card acceptance. WorldPay connects to IATA Financial Gateway. Philippines Union Bank chooses Refinitiv for electronic trading. Adyen becomes Postmates additional payments processing partner. UnionPay, Aklita Bank partner for contactless cards issuance. Wirecard to handle card payments for Aldi. Waddle and RBS pilot partnership. N26 extends Series D funding to US$470 million MLN. Urban FT acquires remote deposit capture outfit CFC. American Express launches new credit card for small businesses. UK Post Office and Western Union team on cross-border transfers. Apply Financial and CurrencyCloud partner to remove customer friction from cross-border payments. Calera and Epiphany form open banking partnership. Ross McEwen appointed CEO of National Australia Bank. Wiser funding to provide credit ratings for SMEs. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.